Hockey Podcast Network, man. You're right, dude. They all, you know, sent some love.
Just Manscaped. I gotta get my balls right, bro. Fuck.
Right.
I need to get my balls right, bro.
My puck, baby. Don't you ever touch my puck.
The first one, Craig. Hurricane Gonzalo.
Gonzalo? All right, I got it. G-O-N-G. Zalo. Z-O-L-O.
Craig, that is...
Gonzalo.
That is so incorrect and so fucked. Hey, it's Devin. Smell like John. I know nothing. Welcome to Ripping Biscuits, the Smashville Predators podcast, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. And even though that our great city of Smashville isn't exactly running back and forth on skates right now, slapping pucks, ripping biscuits, and doing all those great things we love to see, we still are here. And when I say we, I mean myself and Craig Granger. Craig, how you doing, man?
Smashville, stand up, baby. We live in large and in charge. How are y'all living, bruh?
I can't call the cat's ass, but, you know, it's been a couple weeks since we've been on. It's been 2 weeks exactly. And 2 weeks, two hurricanes, one whiffed us, one caught us right in the ass, and especially your great, great city of Lake Charles. Craig, tell us how you doing, pal.
Well, Lake Charles, man, we got hit kind of hard, man. You know, we had rolled out on Tuesday, bro, but man, it's not looking too good out there, bro. So I'm currently displaced, but we're gonna make it though, bro. I mean, it could be worse, could be better. You know what I'm saying? It could be better, it could be worse as well.
That's right.
Right now, we're okay. We're safe and sound. All the animals as well.
Craig, we do commend you. We commend the fuck out of you for coming on Biscuits tonight in the midst of all that. And we actually do have substance to talk about. I started the podcast saying, hey, man, we're not sliding across the ice, ripping any biscuits right now. Hey, fair enough, right? But there is things to talk about on this podcast. And first and foremost, Craig.
Well, I mean, the Canucks are up right now. I'm just Canucks are up 2-1, right?
Yeah, I'm still Canucks all the way, bro. I'm just saying, like,
great hockey going on, to tell you the truth.
That's who I said that I was in a roll with. I'm sticking with the Canucks. Even though, you know, I've seen them get kind of ramsacked.
They did not do well in the first game.
Yeah.
But I think they went back up.
They're playing Vegas, and it's gonna be a fucking, it's gonna be a battle to the end, man. It really is. No, it is, because they won 3-0, they lost 2-5 the game before that, and then they won 5-0 the first game.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm sorry. They
went back and did dirt too, yeah.
Yeah, Vegas won 5-0 that first game, and then they lost 2-5. And then it looks like, yeah, that game that was yesterday, the Canucks got them.
And then Philly's over there, like, losing their heads. You know what I'm saying? I thought everyone knew something.
Yeah. No, bless their heart, man. I hope they can figure it out. So this is looking like they're down. It's going to be a, you know, they can fit the Golden Knights. They can wrap it up, I'm pretty sure, this next game.
I mean, no, we're not going down. We're not going down with
that. Craig, so other than that, man, I haven't, you know, I can't say that I exactly have anything else to say on Pucks and Sticks as far as current, other than that's where I'm rolling with the Canucks. I'm just being honest with you. That's where I'm rolling with the Canucks. And then, honestly, if I'm picking out of the Islanders and Philly, I like Philly, but, I mean, the Islanders are a great team.
The Islanders are, I think it's been, like, the Islanders are going to, like, good God, have you seen just destroy everybody this season?
Well,
right? I mean, this bubble season, I guess we could say, being over there, you know. I think they're in Edmonton, I believe. I think they're coming out of our they're in Vancouver, I believe.
That second game, the Islanders and the Flyers, that went to OT. The Flyers wound up pulling out, but I mean, The Islanders fucking drummed the Flyers last game yesterday.
Y'all have to forgive me on. Y'all have to forgive me on keeping up. I haven't had a TV in the last fucking week and a half. So we ain't got no water or power in Lake Charles neither. So
year and a half, but yeah, no. All right, Craig. So man, speaking of hurricane, bro, I kind of figured we'd go down a little scenario, man. Let's just say you didn't evacuate for the hurricane. Let's say that the hurricane was a little worse than what it was.
Correct.
Right. And let's say that you had to survive off of the following food items your home. Okay. Now, can I tell you if your electricity is on or not? That's up to Mother Nature, right? But these items is what you have. And this is what you'd have to survive. Let's just say a 3-day period with.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's rock and roll.
And you're going to tell me essentially if this is something that you'd even eat in that predicament. Okay.
All right. I got you. Let's roll with it.
Craig, one bag, one 20 ounce little bag of trail mix.
Fashion. Keeping it.
Craig, you got one fruit cup.
Smashing, keeping it.
Craig, you've got one jar of peanut butter, but it's expired.
I'm keeping it, but I'm gonna use it for like some bait or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it. I might use it for bait. I might go fishing or something. I might go catch some crabs or something. I don't know. I might use it for bait. You know?
So I'm guessing that the next item, the 1-month-old canned fish, would be used for the same thing.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see where we can bait them. You know what I'm saying? So, we can create more food. You know what I'm saying?
Craig, granola. You have a little cup of granola?
Yeah. Smack. Why is this, are we vegan? What is going on?
These are
I don't understand.
Small increments.
None of this is going to be like what I would have in my hurricane party pack.
I understand that, Craig. And that's why you need to make a decision on if.
Smash it. They were keeping the granola.
Craig, you got two apples.
Yes, I'm keeping the apple. Smash them. Smash them. Stand up.
Rice cake, one.
One, just one.
Just one rice cake.
Yeah, I'm going to break it in half. I'm going to give one to my dog and give maybe feed the pot.
Craig, you got no salt crackers.
Whoa, no, they can go somewhere. No salt crackers?
No salt on these crackers.
They can go somewhere. They got to go somewhere.
Powdered milk, Craig.
Powdered milk, Kevin.
Tell me about powdered milk. I'm not sure if I've even ever seen a powdered milk.
Well, I mean, it creates protein and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, all you have to do is add water to it and everything like that. And it's something that you definitely need. When you don't have electricity, water, or anything like that, so you can take it with you. You know, I mean, it doesn't taste that good, but I mean, it definitely gets you straight though. You know what I mean?
Sardines.
No, fucking good. Keep them. I'm keeping them because that's bait too.
Potted meat, one can.
Potted meat. That's a rough one right there, dude. I want to keep it. I gotta throw it. I don't know. I'm keeping it. Smashing. I'm keeping the pot of meat.
All right, Craig. Well, it looks like you may survive a 3-day stint.
I'm gonna make.
Yeah, sounds like you're not that picky.
I need to get a fishing pole, so I need to get.
And sounds like you'd really like to fish during a hurricane as well, Craig. Moving along here. I do want to say before we get any further into this show, there's one thing that wasn't affected by the hurricane. I'd have to say that it was my balls, and Craig, I know it was your balls as well.
My balls have actually been shit because I haven't. We couldn't. The man cave, the manscape did not come out. It was in my book bag, and I don't know how I did it, but I did it. And
you bring your ball toner to school with you, bud.
I put it in my book sack and it all fell out, dude. It smells like Manscaped in my book sack, bro.
Holy shit.
You know, so if anybody out there, Hockey Podcast Network, can help me out with some Manscaped, that'd be awesome.
Well,
all mine got destroyed.
I did talk to Isha and he said that anything we needed during this time, he could maybe help us out with. So if ball cream is what you need, man, I'm going to tell you, the guys at Manscaped and our boys at Hockey Podcast Network, they're going to make that happen, Craig.
I already know. And thank y'all so much for Hockey Podcast Network and everybody over there, like, looking out for us and everything, man. I appreciate y'all, bro. I love y'all, bro.
Yeah, it was super dope, man. The community really gathered around Craig, especially, you know, Hockey Podcast Network, man. You're right. Dude, they all, you know, sent some love.
Just Manscaped. I got to get my balls right, bro. Fuck.
Right.
I need to get my balls right, bro.
And we'll move on that note. Craig, what do you know about teams in the great state of Tennessee where we cover the Smashville Predators? I mean, there's so many teams, Craig.
There's tons of them.
I mean, what team other than the Predators would you say, hey, man, you know what? I fuck with that team.
When it comes to Tennessee, the great state of Tennessee, Rocky Top, and everything like that, I'm going with the Memphis Grizzlies, man. Like off top, right now.
I gotta say, man, I've always had a kind of little thing for the Grizzlies. You know, they have blue.
Well, Stromile Swift is, you know, he's a Bayou boy, so I kind of, that's kind of why, that's how I go with it.
You said Stromile Swift.
Yes, Stromile Swift.
Whoa, bro. Have you kept up with Stromile Swift lately?
What is he doing with his life? What happened?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What did I do?
Well, we do know that. All right, so let's start by saying this. Stromile Swift, yes, he did play for Memphis for a while. I'm not sure exactly how long. But Stromile Swift, my friend, he's from Shreveport. Is that where your tie is with Stromile?
Did he?
No. Did you meet him in Shreveport? That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, no. I met him. I actually met him when he was in Baton Rouge. But, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't even know if this is, like, appropriate for this podcast, bro.
is it going to go down, dude?
I mean, dude, the last time I heard about Stromile Swift, dude, he was stalking somebody.
Lord.
It was a stalking charge.
I thought he shook back though. My bad.
No, he probably did. I mean, but that's the last time I heard of him, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know what Stromile Swift is doing. I just know he did go to LSU.
I know the motherfucker used to fucking, wasn't nobody coming in to fucking paint when he was coming in, because he was blocking everybody's shot.
He did get arrested carrying a gun as well. Which I mean,
oh God.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't?
Stromile, get your life together.
But he, you know, look, man, he signed a $22 million contract with the Houston Rockets in 2005. And his bail that night was $778, Craig. I've paid a higher bail than that.
God. Wow. Jeez. Well, second, that's what I remember about the Memphis Grizzlies, is Stromile Swift and their shitty-ass jersey. I just remember the ugliest jersey in the I've ever seen out of Tennessee.
Stromile been around, bro. From the second pick in the draft by the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Correct. Yeah, they used to be, then they moved to Memphis. Correct.
Yeah, he's been around, man. He's played in China, you name it. Holy shit, I can't believe you brought that name. Anyway, Craig, let's move on, dude. So that's your team. I'd say I like Memphis. You know, I've always low-key, you know, had something for, hey, man, I'd like to see the Titans win. But other than
I mean, when it comes to Tennessee, it's like the only, like, like I said, I'm from Louisiana, but I'm from the bottom. I'm from the boot, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I really, like, me and Tennessee, but, like, I've always loved the Predators, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a Smashville guy. Smashville stand up, you know what I'm saying? From day one. So, I mean, from when you know, from holding up the damn fucking Stanley Cup to, you know, what we're doing right now. So we got to move around, you know what I'm saying? We got to shake back.
Craig, so... Yeah, just the Predators, we do a podcast on, so we know that they, but anyway, Craig, out of all these teams, man, okay, the Tennessee Titans, the Tennessee Volunteers, the Nashville Predators, the Memphis Grizzlies, the soccer teams out there, Memphis 901s, the Chattanooga FCs, Memphis University, Austin Peay,
And don't they have a football team that's a women's football team, like lingerie thing?
And
they
lastly,
did?
The Nashville Knights women football team, Craig. And that's exactly
Oh, my God. You brought them up, too.
Unbelievable. I mean, as of December 13, 2019, they announced they wouldn't be having a 2020 season. But then they announced that they would. So now they're kind of in that little COVID thing. And I'm going to tell you, the Nashville Knights, they waiting.
Bruh, I think I cannot wait. I got catfish dinners on the Nashville Knights, bro.
So if you had to pick your top three out of there, Craig, again, the Titans, the Volunteers, the Predators, the Grizzlies, Memphis University, who I've bet on so many times, Austin Peay, Nashville Knights women football team, rank them up.
I'm gonna go Memphis, like Memphis University first. I'm gonna go with that one. I think Penny Hardaway is over there. I'll rock with them. And then I'm going top to the bottom, by the way. That's five. Four is definitely gonna be we're gonna go with the Tennessee Volunteers. I think they might do something this year if we actually have a football season, but I don't know if we are. So I'm at three now. We're going to go. I'm going bottom to the top. Then we're going to three. We're going to go. Let's see. Let's think. I'll go to Nashville. I guess I'll go to the Tennessee Titans on that. We'll go with that because they're in Nashville as well. I kind of like Derrick Henry. I'll be fucking with him. And then we'll go two. We're going to go. Let's see where I go. Let's see where I go with that. I'm going to go with. What's the soccer team? Can I put a soccer team in there?
Sure.
Which one is it? 901? Yeah. Is it 901? Yeah, we'll go with that one. We'll go with those guys. And then number one, I'm going to go. Number one, we go with the women's league.
Wow.
The National Knights all day, every day.
I don't remember your five because I feel like I just watched a movie, but I mean, Jesus, dude.
Well,
like,
dude, I'm displaced, bro. You have to deal with me today, bro. You have to deal with me tonight, bro.
Jesus, God, dude. Yeah, if this is undressed, bro, you would have got hung up on it like number four.
Oh, shit, I know. Good thing I'm not. Are we doing dress tonight?
Yeah, and I do have. You're on the same phone, dude. I could hang up on you right now. You fucking
don't hang up on me, bro.
Dude, I could end you right now, bro.
I'm living large and in charge right now.
A fucking old lady hung up on me last night, bro. On Sprinkwater's phone, I about threw that bitch threw that fucking phone through the wall, dude.
No, bro. Don't do that, bro. Yeah,
never been hung up on like that on Sprinkwater's phone.
Don't do it like that, bro.
Like I heard the sound and everything.
Click.
Yeah, it was crazy. But anyway, so Craig, great list.
Manscaped, bro. I need some, bro. I need some for real.
Craig, what is your plans going forward? Would you say that this hurricane did that possum in?
Actually, I'm worried. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm very concerned about possums. AKA, you know, the pecker. I don't know. Victoria went and checked them out yesterday. So we don't, like, everything is kind of fucked right now. But I think the possums, if any animal's going to make it, the pecker's going to make it. He's going to make it out. Or she's going to make it out.
Yeah, exactly. Because you said that there was a crew of them.
Yeah, it's definitely a crew.
So, I was just seeing what was going on with that just because, you know, I feel like at one point he was becoming a pest, you know, and...
Oh, it was never a pest to me. It really wasn't a pest to me. It was just kind of just, like, in the walls. It was just, like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck are these noises?
Craig,
Bring him some fucking peanut butter, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Craig, we're gonna...
That old peanut butter, I might be able to get him out like that. And some of them sardines.
Craig, before we get started with the last segment of the podcast and get the hell out of here, do you have anything to say to your fans?
I do. Thank y'all so much for all y'all's love and support through this time that me and my animals and my old lady have been through. Wow, we're still going fast as fuck. We're still vertical. We're still fast as fuck. We're still vertical. We will be back. We ain't stopping. We don't give a fuck. Like, we out here. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to make it through these troubling times. And thank y'all so much for everything that y'all have done for us. And I just want to say thank you. If we can get some Manscaped, that'd be tight. Shout out to Manscaped and the Hockey Podcast Network for everybody helping us out and everything like that. We're just moving around, man.
Craig, we're going to depart here with a little spelling bee with Craig, and we're going to have the theme of...
Yo, I might hit this bitch this time.
Hurricane names. I got three hurricane names for you. They 2020 hurricanes. None of them are the ones that have hit us recently. The first one, Craig, Hurricane Gonzalo.
Gonzalo? All right, I got it. G-O-N-G. Zalo. Z-O-L-O.
Craig, that is...
Gonzalo.
That is so incorrect and so fucked.
There's no way I didn't get that right.
Hurricane Gonzalo.
Is there an H in there or something?
G as in girl, O as in octopus, N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, L as in Larry, O as in octopus, Hurricane Gonzalo. Craig,
oh, fuck that one up.
Hurricane Paulette.
Paulette.
Got an aunt named Paulette?
P-A-U. No. P-A-L-U-T-T-E. Paulette.
No, that would be Paulette, Craig. That you had it right, and then you backspaced, and then so Paulette would be P as in pineapple, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, L as in Larry, E as in everybody, T-T as in ta-ta, and E as in... Everybody.
Oh, fuck me.
Hurricane Paulette. That was close, though, Craig. The last one that I got for you, man, this is one that we already familiar with. We've heard about it. Hurricane Cristobal. Oh, Jesus.
This motherfucker here. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Cristobal. Okay. C-H-R-I-S-T-A-B-O-L-E.
Follow us on Twitter at Rippin' Biscuits. You can follow Craig on Twitter as well at Craigers5. Just how it sounds. Hockey Podcast Network, this podcast, Smashville, Predators, Rippin' Biscuits. It's on Apple and Spotify, amongst other platforms. You just type in Rippin' Biscuits. And we will be back in action again next weekend. Until then, Smashville, stand the fuck up.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?